The cross was now on a chain of fine gold links. Moses Carver pulled it free of his slinking by this, looked at it for a moment, looked up at Roland with a little smile on his lips, then down at the cross again. He blew upon it. Faint and faint, raising the hair on the gunslinger's arms, came Susanna's voice. "We buried Pimsy under the apple tree." Then it was gone. For a moment there was nothing. And Carver, frowning now, drew in breath to blow again. There was no need. Before he could, John Cullum's Yankee drawl arose, not from the cross itself, but seemingly from the air just above it. "We done our best, partner, and I hoped 'twas good enough. Now, I always knew this was on loan to me, and here it is, back where it belongs. You know where it finishes up, I..." Here the words, which had been fading ever since "here it is," became inaudible even to Roland's keen ears. Yet he had heard enough. He took Aunt Talitha's cross, which he had promised to lay at the foot of the dark tower, and donned it once more. It had come back to him. And why would it not have done? Was Ka not a wheel? "I thank you, Cy Carver," he said, "for myself, for my quartet that was, and on behalf of the woman who gave it to me."
"Don't thank me," Moses Carver said. "Thank Johnny Cullum. He gave it to me on his deathbed. That man had some hard bark on him."
Roland began, and for a moment could say no more. His heart was too full. "I thank you all," he said at last. He bowed his head to them with the palm of his right fist against his brow and his eyes closed. When he opened them again, Moses Carver was holding out his thin old arms.